Good morning and welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and today for our Fort Riley segment, things shifting just a little bit. We're going to bring you a very special treat here in segment number two, but first we're going to introduce our special guest here this morning. The 1st Infantry Division Band will hold its annual holiday concert virtually this year due to COVID-19 restrictions and precautions. The band is recording a holiday concert that will be posted to social media. My guest this morning is Sergeant First Class Jennifer Champagne with the 1st Infantry Division Band. Sergeant Champagne, thanks for being with us here this morning.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, we always look forward to this interview here. I love the month of December because you guys do your 1st Infantry Division Band concert and some changes being made, obviously, with a pandemic going on. Tell us about the virtual holiday concert and how people will be able to watch and enjoy it this year.
Well, it's been a really unique experience for us trying to do something different. We obviously wanted to continue to put on this concert for the community because we really think it's a great opportunity to share our appreciation for everything that they do throughout the year. So we've done a lot of pre-recording to make this happen. It's going to be compiled as one full show, roughly 45 minutes to an hour. And it's going to be aired next Thursday through Sunday. That's the 17th through the 20th of December at 6 p.m. on our Facebook page. And that's the 1st Infantry Division Band Facebook.
As far as the challenges are concerned, how difficult was it putting something like this together?
It was a little challenging. We've had to take special measures to make sure, of course, number one, that we're taking care of ourselves and ensuring the proper, you know, social distancing, cleanliness, things like that. So we've been really careful with that. And then, luckily, the Opera House staff over at the C.L. Hoover Opera House has been really helpful in ensuring that their facilities were clean and sanitized so that we could get in there and do our recording. So they've been a big help.
And besides being a virtual concert, is there anything else that will be different for the audience?
Well, it is going to be a unique situation because since we have been able to record everything prior, we're doing some different video shots, some different angles, some different clips of videos, so the viewer will get a different image of the concert than if they came to our normal live concert, whereas you're just seeing the stage as is. This way, you're getting different angles, and it's a unique visual experience.
Okay, well, that's something to look forward to. Well, how has the pandemic impacted the 1st Infantry Division Band? You're still doing performances like this recorded concert, but what other changes have you gone through?
We have made quite a few changes with our daily routine to ensure that we're allowing the proper spacing for our smaller ensembles to rehearse. We only have one really large room in our building to be able to rehearse. We have other smaller ones, but so we've restructured to allow groups to go in there and make sure they can spread out to be safe. We've also participated and continue to help with the prevention measures here on post to make sure that we're being safe and taking care of the family members and the soldiers here on post. So that has added to our workload. But we're happy to be part of this and to be able to continue rehearsing and putting out musical performances.
What's the life of a military musician like? Do you have normal soldier responsibilities as well as your band duties?
We do. At the end of the day, we are all soldiers. We do the same thing as everyone else. We do have a unique opportunity in that we run all of our own shops, like administrative, logistics, training, and stuff. So that works into our schedule as well. But, of course, we're always working to rehearse and just put out as many musical products as we can because that's our love.
Tell us what selections people will hear if they tune into this virtual concert.
We have a really good variety this year. By the fact that we're using all of our ensembles, small and large, we're doing some traditional songs, some new songs. Really, the focus this year is holiday music traditions, so we're trying to play music that's really going to bring people into the spirit of how we would normally want to celebrate the holidays, even though most of us won't be able to celebrate the way that we would usually.
Our thanks again to Sergeant Champagne for joining us on the program this morning. Coming up next, got a couple of different pieces of music here that they've so graciously recorded for us here. Normally we'd have the 1st Infantry Band members in studio. Not possible this year, so we've done the next best thing. We're going to hear some live recordings of some Christmas music here this morning. The first one, made famous by Dolly Parton, it's called Hard Candy Christmas on vocals. is Sergeant First Class Jennifer Champagne. On the piano, Staff Sergeant Elliot Chodkowski.
Maybe I'll dye my hair. Maybe I'll move somewhere. Maybe I'll get a car. Maybe I'll drive so far that I'll lose track. Me, I'll bounce right back. Maybe I'll sleep real late. Maybe I'll lose some weight. Maybe I'll clear my junk. Maybe I'll just get drunk on apple wine. Me, I'll be just fine. And Danny, Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down. Oh, I'll be fine. Maybe I'll just lie low. Maybe I'll hit the bars. Maybe I'll count the stars until dawn. Me, I will go on. Maybe I'll settle down. Maybe I'll just leave town. Maybe I'll have some fun. Maybe I'll meet someone.
Absolutely beautiful. I don't know anybody who doesn't like a good Dolly Parton song. Wonderful job. Thanks, guys. Got another great classic Christmas tune on the way next. If you're like me and you like the blues, you'll love this song made famous by the Eagles. It's called Please Come Home for Christmas. Once again, on vocals, Sergeant First Class Jennifer Champagne, and on piano, Sergeant Elliot Chodkowski. Christmas, please.
Christmas, my dear, the time of year to be with the ones you love. So won't you tell me you'll never more roam? Christmas and New Year's will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow. There'll be no more sorrow, no grief or pain, and I'll be happy Christmas once again.
Once again, our thank you to the 1st Infantry Division Band members here on vocals, Sergeant First Class Jennifer Champagne and Staff Sergeant Elliot Chodkowski on piano. If you want to tune into that virtual concert, it'll be live on their Facebook page for the 1st Infantry Division Band starting next Thursday, 1 week from today, December 17th, and it'll be up until Sunday. Be sure to check it out. Happy holidays to all of our Fort Riley soldiers serving at Fort Riley and abroad.